Be sure to check out All Things Transformers with Steve, Megatron, and TFG1 Mike.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike. Transform and roll out!
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 56. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TFG and Mike, hello.
Hello, and of course...
Optimus Solo.
Hello.
From the voiceactorsbehind.com.
Why would you want to be behind the voice actors?
I want to be in front of them. Or to the side of them.
Oh, God. That's just horrible.
This, it's not going to sound good.
Cowabunga.
I made another funny.
What? This is All Things Transformers? I thought it was All Things Turtles. My bad.
Yes. So, what have you guys been up to lately?
Mike?
Oh, well.
Rat bastard.
You rat bastard.
Sorry,
Springer wannabe. Worst character in Transformers.
I thought it was Duke. Can you make up your mind?
Anyways.
First I'm Duke, then I'm Snake Eye.
This is not freaking G.I. Joe. This is Transformers. There's a difference. Anyways, I've just been podcasting. As of this recording, I finished up with the Twig crew. We finished up our holiday 2010 gift guide, so that'll be out coming up this week. Tooncast 83 is out. Tooncast 84 is recorded, and we're recording 85 this Saturday. What else? Secret Origins, still on hold. I seriously doubt we're going to finish that show by Groundhog's Day 2011. Beast Unleashed finished, which I know Steve is very sad about. Don't worry, Megatron will still get to tap things in the future.
That sounds perverted.
The only thing you'll tap.
Hey, Megatron can tap the other Megatron.
Why would I tap a Megatron when I can hit for Black Arachnia?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I
know, spider rape, not good.
Tranchers might have something spider. To say about that.
Dragon on spider. I have a big head.
It's a good thing Megatron never crossed over into Shrek because Dragon and Donkey, Dronkies.
Oh, goodness. Leave
I
it to Mike to...
I would eat the donkey.
Ooh.
Not
okay, so yeah, Transformers. Giant robots, yes.
Is that what we're supposed to be talking about? That's crazy.
Who talks about Transformers? Especially in today's age. Anyways, recently we had the Transformers 3 movie trailer, teaser trailer come out. Earlier, I believe, this week or this last weekend?
Yeah, it was last weekend.
Yes.
The days just blend together.
Yes, the days do. But what did you guys think of the really short and... practically showing nothing trailer.
Hey, now. No, I'm going to go first because otherwise Mike's going to skip me again.
when the hell did I skip you?
I don't know. You always skip me. The trailer, I thought it was an interesting take, though. I thought that's something completely unique to actually use like that. I mean, I know it's been done in different ways in different films, but to use the actual space footage almost, I mean, I know it's not the exact... footage or whatnot, but basically to you know, do that whole moment, so it's almost like you're watching the actual space first step on the moon, et cetera, and then to, you know, go right into this Transformers thing and show a ship, an unidentified ship, an unidentified Transformer. I know it leaves a lot of questions and it didn't show a lot, but I thought it was kind of cool just the way the trailer was put together. That's what I thought.
I have to rip this thing to shreds.
Oh, Jesus.
My main problem is the overall live-action movie continuity.
It was a two-minute trailer. What the hell are you talking about?
I know. But if you look at this and you look at what they're doing with Dark of the Moon or Dark Side of the Moon or whatever the hell they're calling the damn thing, Pink Floyd.
I don't know what they're doing.
Pink Floyd should so sue Michael Bay and Paramount. Anyways,
but we don't know what they're doing with it yet.
Yeah, it's gonna be featured during the space race, the whole Kennedy thing of.
Well, we know that much, but we don't know anything.
Exactly, we don't know exactly the whole film. But what I'm hoping is that this whole space race part is the beginning of the film, like previous to the existing continuity. Because if it's set in the time that the space race happens, they're throwing out both continuities of the previous two films.
Yeah.
I could see where it could still fit in there. I mean, The Fallen obviously takes place, you know, hundreds of thousands of years in the past. Megatron takes place in pretty much the 1800s. This would be the most recent reoccurrence before they magically show back up into the 2000s.
But this, I mean, they could. This could very well be a flashback to begin the thing to show how a certain ship or a certain Transformer was introduced, and then they could easily go right into current present-day continuity.
Let's hope that they do that, because if they don't do that, it's going to ruin the entire continuity of the previous two films. Not that that's a bad thing with the second film, because fuck that movie.
Second film.
I'm hoping, for the sake of Michael Bay and everybody involved, that they actually learned from their mistakes in the second movie.
And
at least
first.
For the most part. Well, the first one wasn't that bad. I could get past some of the stupidity in the first movie. You know, for instance, Bumblebee pissing on Simmons was a something that can be overlooked compared to the shit that we got in the second movie. So I'm hoping that they surpass the first film. However, the space race thing is an interesting take on the continuity and seeing some new bots introduced. The only question it leaves you is, what is the ship, and who is that magical robot that lights up at the end?
And some of the suggestions by Transformers fans just reinforce the fact that a lot of the Transformer fandom are idiots.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in the franchise. It just
what was to
be rampant here.
I'm trying to think of what the stupidest person that I heard someone say that was possibly.
I heard somebody say it was Shockwave, and I was like, are you sure? They are going to make Shockwave have a face.
Yeah. You know, I get the whole, like, Vector Prime or Alpha Trion or, you know, some of those types of suggestions or whatever. Like, some of those would make sense, but
I got those vibes from it as well, so, I mean, I could see where that could be correct.
But I heard someone say that it was possibly Cosmos. I'm like, really?
That's ridiculous.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
The reason why it wouldn't be Shockwave, though, is because it was revealed earlier that isn't he supposed to be the big bad guy of this one? So
he's
why
supposed to be in this one, but it doesn't look anything like Shockwave to me.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of them don't sound or look like him, but he has an old look. It almost looks like he has a machine beard. And he does have the metal things on his head making a V. I don't know if that's symbolic or not, or if it's a hint that it might be Vector Prime, or if it's just to show he's older. I mean, he looks in the face like he's an older Transformer.
Yeah, that could be right.
I mean, I don't know.
I could definitely see an Alpha Trion vibe.
Yeah, I could too. His face reminds me of Alpha Trion. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be 100% surprised if he was a Prime of some sort, but my guess would be Alpha Trion.
Wow. I know this isn't true, but what if it was Cryotech?
Somebody slapped me.
What? No, okay, but all right, but that's not a stupid idea. That's just a funny idea. I mean, a stupid idea is Cosmos. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, what if it was RoboCop?
They've already done the Fallen, which is supposedly Megatron's master.
Mm-hmm.
They've just basically keeled over, and Megatron's like, I'm pussified, goodbye! And, you know, Starscream is pretty much the same. I mean, they've already leaked that Starscream's supposed to bite the bucket in this one.
That's never a good thing to do, bite the bucket.
Yes. I have a feeling he'll get replaced by Shockwave, which, again, will be another Starscream dynamic, which will be underutilized. They should have introduced Shockwave earlier.
Yeah.
Or a lot of these characters, even if they weren't going to use them, instead of it's like, hey, new movie, hey, we need to sell some more toys. Hey, here's a guy that we've never seen before, and he's all of a sudden important. You know, I mean, kind of like what they did with The Fallen and, you know, so on. So, I mean, it's a lot of this movie I'm very skeptical about. I'm still going to see it. I'm not thrilled with the fact that the entire movie's in 3D.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they actually did it right or did a good job with it, because it's going to be something completely different as far as 3D goes. Whereas in a lot of movies, you have 3D done because you have actors working in front of blue screens. This one's 3D with live action, you know, backgrounds and scenery and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of translates or works or doesn't work one way or the other. It's kind of like, you know, obviously 3D is in its infancy as far as being involved, and so far I've seen some 3D movies that are just amazing from a visual standpoint, whether the story is good or not. Avatar is freaking amazing to look at in a 3D standpoint, but then stuff like Clash of the Titans was completely crap 3D-wise. I mean, I'm not talking about a review of the movie, but the 3D aspects of it really sucked. So hopefully they don't cut corners and make bad 3D.
And from what they're talking about, they're saying it's supposed to be good, which, you know, they always say it's going to be great, you know, and that's up to the fans to decide upon release. But as far as the 3D, like, I'm not thrilled with it just because it's another way for them to charge more for your damn movie ticket,
mm-hmm.
Which is why they're all doing it right now. I don't really care if it's in 3D or not. I mean, it's honestly, there's not really anything that enticing to me about 3D. I don't really care for it. I would rather see an IMAX and more, you know, better footage in an IMAX, more detail there,
mm-hmm.
than something that jumps out at me.
That makes sense.
I can kind of see why they're doing the 3D thing, but I think it's more so just because they're pulling this gimmick out of their ass.
Well, they can charge more for it and etc.
It rakes in more ticket sales, and then they have to use these magical glasses and fuck up your vision and
make us all zombies.
Yes, all of us will become zombies.
We'll find out that later.
The Red Dead Redemption of Transformers.
I would not be surprised in the least if this new movie had zombies.
Well, at least we could tie it to Transformers Prime then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you actually want to?
No.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
No. I hope that never touches.
I don't know. You know, as far as the movie-going experience and the whole 3D thing, 3D is a fad that will go away. It was out in the 80s, and it went away fairly quickly. It's going to go away again.
I don't know
hopefully.
About that.
I think so.
My only thing is, for me personally, I don't go to the theater anymore. First of all, the closest theater to me is one bus ride away, and it has extremely small seats. The other theater that's close to me is two bus rides away, and I'm a lazy bastard. And the last time I went out there, and Steve can attest to this, last time I went out there, I didn't know that the bus schedule had changed and the stops had changed, so I literally had to walk a mile and a half from the bus stop to the fucking theater to see fucking Revenge of the fucking Fallen. Worst fucking movie ever.
No, it wasn't.
If it wasn't for Iron Man 2 coming out this year, I wouldn't have gone to see another movie in the theater after I saw Revenge of the Fallen, because I had such a horrible time.
You're so you're too critical of that. I'm sorry.
Well, I did see Iron Man 2 in the theater, not to get off topic with Transformers. I did not pay for Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, and I did see it. I'm not getting into detail of how I manage that.
We know. It's okay. Behind the scenes, we know.
It has to do with a certain re-release of movies, and then they put these magical stickers on them in the store.
Yeah, that's... I thought you were talking about your boot in the legs.
Well, and I don't feel like I should be a Jude like that to buy the movie again just to get a free ticket.
Yeah, plus the movie sucked, so...
Jesus.
Yeah, that's another reason why I didn't really care to pay for it.
I mean, seriously, when Paramount and Michael Bay handed this over to Hasbro for final approval, Hasbro probably looked at it and said, oh great, now we have to make toys with giant Devastator balls. Which they did.
Oh.
And I do not need to see... John Turturro is a great, great actor. I do not need to see his ass...
You liked it.
...on the big fucking screen.
Oh, no, this time they'll have his genitals hanging out, okay. And it'll be in 3D.
Stop putting ideas in Michael Bay's head.
He's so, had the idea.
About the ship.
The yes. Ship looks kind of, I don't know, it looks obviously like very spiky on the outside. I don't really know how to describe it. I mean, there's not really anything we've seen like this
no.
Comparatively, and... The inside, it just looks like a total wreck, other than that one robot that you can see that lights up.
So is it the Ark?
I don't know if I'd call it the Ark, but I'd at least say it's, you know, an Autobot shuttle, because the robot did not look Decepticon in origin.
Yeah, he definitely has an Autobot feel to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got brighter colors, and Decepticons have that more, I don't know, gangly look to them.
I don't think it's big enough to be the Ark.
That's why I'm thinking it's kind of like just a shuttle.
I mean, the other thing we could possibly, you know, think of is it could be either the Nemesis or the Darkseid. But again, like Steve said, it doesn't look like a Decepticon ship.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we got a Nemesis or Darkseid or hell. What if, not saying that this is true or anything, obviously we're just speculating, what if it's the Axelon?
I doubt it.
I know, but what I'm saying is it could be any of those four things. We don't know. It's most likely going to be the Ark, but it just doesn't look big enough to be the Ark.
But it could be. you know, obviously it wouldn't surprise me if they made something that wasn't how we would expect it to look or whatever.
That's very true.
That's typical Transformers for you.
No, it's typical Michael Bay. He doesn't listen to the damn fans, so...
Well,
he listens to the money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he's being paid to do, is make a movie and make money.
And he made a shit ton of money for Transformers, so...
So, I can see his point of view. At the same time, he's not keeping true to it either, so, I mean, he doesn't really care in what I think, because he's done after this film.
Yeah, he could give two shits what people think about this film now or in 10, 20 years. He cares that he's making a shit ton of money, he's going to make it while he can, and then he could give two shits about the franchise.
And see, that's the fucking problem. You needed somebody in there like him who had the big name contacts, who could do all the military stuff, but also cared about the property.
Yeah. Although, I will say that I am more optimistic about this film than I have been about any of the three, just because of... interviews that the actors have given and some of the other behind-the-scenes people besides Michael Bay.
Yeah, like Shia LaBeouf.
Why do you hate on him so much?
Because
I gotta be honest, I don't really care for him that much either.
Well, I understand not caring for him, but...
I just saw, and this is totally off-topic, I've been meaning to bring this up to Kevin, but the other this past weekend, USA ran a Indiana Jones film series marathon, and yeah. I finally saw Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. That kid fucking sucks.
I don't think he's that bad.
Yeah.
But from what they're saying, I mean, everybody says it's going to be better. And you should actually like Shia, because he's the one that stood up to Bay and said, you're a jackass, basically.
And that's fine. I'm just saying, his acting in these movies sucks.
It's not necessarily it sucks. It's just that he's got the same type of personality in everything he's in. So it kind of...
If they find a way to actually call him Spike, and obviously the Victoria's Secrets model's character name is Carly, if they find a way to turn him into Spike and the character's attitude changes compared to the first two films, then I'll be fine with it. Until
but it's nothing about him. You're hating how he's written, so you can't really hate on LaBeouf.
Well, yes, and it's possible that they may write him more grown up, so he seems more like Spike, and then give him the nickname of Spike.
Yeah, I like that they're calling the chick Carly. I think that's a cool potential.
That is a nice nod, and she's a blonde, potential. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you're hating on the character as he's written in these movies. He's playing his role perfectly, and he's acting it actually well. You're just not liking the typecast character that as it's been written by multiple people here.
No, you want to talk a bad acting performance, you look at Megan Fox.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, but she's gone, though, so we don't have to worry about
it. But I mean, Shia's not doing a bad job from an acting standpoint.
No, that goes to that other kid in Revenge of the Fallen, whatever his fucking Leo.
But I just think with the amount of heat that he got after the second film from not just reviewers and stuff, but from the actual people involved in the movie, that maybe he changed a little bit, and everyone else, you know, and it's not just Shia, it's Josh and
Epps
and all those guys, they're all saying that this is actual better, that there's actual character development, that there's an actual somewhat of a better plot, maybe not a great plot, but a better one. So that's why I'm a little optimistic. I mean, it could be a complete crap fest, but I'm optimistic.
Well, yeah, your name is Optimus Solo, so you kind
of. And if they continue their trend of letting the Transformers actually talk more, like they did in the second one, I will appreciate that.
See, that's the thing. That's my main. I mean, yes, Transformers 2 did do that a lot more, but honestly, they need to approach. And I know Michael Bay wants to make it accessible for, you know, the main movie-going audience. But if you're going to have Sam and Carly in their scenes, and you're going to have the military in their scenes, that's fine. You could have, like, maybe one ancillary scene with the parents, but don't involve them throughout the whole fucking story.
I like the dad, though.
I like the parents, don't get me wrong, I do, but...
No, I agree, they shouldn't be a major part of the story.
What I'm saying is, less human interaction, more robots.
Right, that's what I've been calling for from the beginning, and that's why I like parts of the second one better than the first one. I know there's... To me, the bad parts of the second one are worse than the bad parts of the first one, but the good parts of the second one are better than the good parts of the first one. So that's kind of why I like the second one, because... You know, it had less to do with the humans than the first one did, but... I mean, I know there's some shitty parts, but...
That's hopefully what the movie, though.
Yeah, hopefully the third one can kind of find a balance and not be as bad as the other two in certain ways and be better than the other two in certain ways, so we'll see.
I will say that it's a good thing that there's no writer's strike right now.
What'd you say, Mike? Oh, the writer's strike, yeah.
I said I think it's a good thing that there is no writer's strike now.
Yeah. But honestly, whether it's good or bad, I'm going to go watch it, and even if it's bad, I still have Transformers Prime to fall back on.
Yeah, I just, like I said before, it's not just because of Revenge of the Fallen, but it's just because of my travel limitations. I don't go to theaters anymore, so I'm just going to wait until it gets on DVD.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, and the other news that we have, Transformers the movie draft script, Jim Sorensen, genuine piece of Generation 1 Transformers history, Jim Sorensen put up a piece of Ron Friedman's script, actually the whole script, up on his blog, Disciples of Baltax, for people to take a look at, and wow, this is one of the earlier versions. It's not the very first version of the Transformers, the movie 1986 script, but there's a lot of differences in here.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you want to, any Transformers fan should download and give it a weekend read or a you know, lunch break read or something like that, because it definitely has some cool, I mean, a lot of it we already kind of knew was there as far as the darker tones, the more, killing, the more violence, the more Transformers deaths, but the difference between who dies and who survives and stuff, it's definitely worth a read. I haven't read it in its entirety, but I definitely will be.
Yes. What do you think, Steve?
I do think that the script is interesting from what I have skimmed over it so far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of it I'm going to actually read. Just mostly because, one, I don't have time, and two, I just don't...
It's really long.
And two, I don't really care because some of it, just from what I've skimmed over, looks retarded. I mean, they've got a third moon, they've got... They call him the Gobbler or something similar to that. So
the Ingester.
Yeah, and Jester. It's just stupid. And then, you know, they introduced the Sparks, which is, you know, Beast Wars all the way. So, I mean, I'm fine with that. But, I don't know, just some of the aspects of it are just stupid. And to be honest, it's nice if you want a little piece of Transformers history. But it's practically unneeded at this point because we have the movie that was meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of one of those things that doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, the only thing I find interesting, like, I can skim over all the stupid parts because I just like the aspects of the original ideas of who was going to die and who was going to live. Like, that's the part that interests me. I want to see what was going to happen because obviously there's so many G1 characters that we are left knowing nothing about because they either don't appear in the movie or they just disappear at some point. So it is kind of nice to see, you know, if they would have had time, what was the original plans for some of your favorite season 1 and 2 Transformers? You know, like, what happened to Wheeljack? What was their plan with that? What was, you know, some of those guys doing? What was Windcharger doing? What was Mirage doing? That type of stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's, you know, like you said, Kevin, it's a nice piece of Transformers history to be able to have or be able to see because, we've heard on the 20th anniversary DVD of, you know, we've heard all the stories of the previous scripts, but we've never actually physically seen one. I mean,
yeah, we've seen deleted storyboards and stuff like that. So we had hints at certain things, but we've never actually seen from a script standpoint, so that's kind of cool.
Yep.
And I love the deleted storyboards, so. I actually used to spend some time actually bringing color to them and all that and shading them and so they actually look like they were in the movie, but that was a long time ago. Yeah.
And I think finally we're going to talk about the masterpiece MP09 Rodimus Convoy. Someone had done a video of the figure. I've seen this. It's
you Rodimus fanboy. I'm just kidding.
Shut up. Notice they're not doing an MP11 Springer or anything like that. It's always Optimus and Rodimus and Megatron and Starscream. It's never fucking Springer. The worst Transformer in G1 history.
You're a moron.
Anyways, this toy is going to be amazing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Honestly, I don't really care about Rodimus all that much. I could give two shits less about the toys.
I think the one thing I think that I like about it is that they're finally giving him a good, like, actual scale as far as the size of him, because it seems like every time they do a Rodimus toy, they either make him way too big or way too small, especially on the small side, so it's kind of nice that they're giving him a decent size, but I'm just not a fan of any of the Masterpiece or any of the lines that you can't find at, like, your local Target, I'm not a fan of.
You don't like Masterpiece toys? Are you serious?
Yeah, because I don't like stuff that you have to specially get through some company or some online thing or this.
Well,
or that.
I mean, ordering through Big Bad Toy Store is not that bad. I mean,
I know, I'm just anti that.
Well, you need to get with the fucking times. Not everything is going to be at Target.
Then it should be at Walmart or Toys R Us or something.
Well, there are going to be two versions of Masterpiece Rodimus. There's going to be the Japanese version, which comes with everything, and then there's going to be the Toys R Us version, which comes with everything except the trailer. It comes with a few alternate things than what the Japanese version comes out with. I prefer to just get the Masterpiece Japanese version. If it's going to come with everything, that's what I would prefer. There's no way in hell that I would go into Toys R Us and say, oh, Masterpiece Rodimus without the trailer. Oh, I'm going to spend $60 on that figure. Screw that.
How do you really feel, though?
It's friggin' stupid.
I don't disagree with you.
I mean, if you're going to have...
I just hate you.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
Hey, Steve.
Yes?
Can we kick him off the network now?
No.
Good try.
Anyways, yeah. I just wish February would hurry up and get here. More Transformers Prime.
Yes.
That would definitely be cool. Yes. I would be up for that.
I definitely like Transformers Prime.
And I'm looking forward to more of it. Although I am satisfied with watching G.I. Joe Renegades while I wait.
I have to agree as well.
Well, this isn't a G.I. Joe show, but I don't know, Renegades just doesn't... And again, I'm not really a Joe fan. I don't dislike it, but it's...
How many episodes have you watched?
2.5.
Okay. I've watched them all.
I think actually the last 2 or 3 episodes have been better than the first couple. Because they're starting to introduce characters and whatnot.
And it's getting pretty good story-wise. Mm-hmm. I know it's not Transformers-related, but it's cool nonetheless, and it's still kind of a tie-in in some ways.
Well, there's always the connection between certain characters that made crossovers in the original 2 series.
Yeah. Cobra Commander and Starscream.
Hector Ramirez and Flint. You guys know that Flint was in Transformers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Fairborn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fairborn, but Flint himself wasn't in Transformers.
That's him. That's him.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You need to go back and rewatch that episode, sir.
Anyway. So, anything else we want to bring up?
No, except for that you can go all the voice compares at behindthevoiceactors.com for the Transformers characters that were involved in Transformers Prime have the Transformers Prime clip added to them, so you can go vote again. So do that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You must go there.
Go and vote.
Yes,
let your voice be heard.
Voice compares as well. And or not do the voice compares, do the voice this.
Yeah, show off your voice talents.
Yes.
Yeah. Behind the Voice Actors needs new voice talents.
Yeah.
Yes, some of them have gotten quite stale.
Stagnant.
Yes. There is, however... that was annoying. there is, however, for those interested that follow it, there's a Beast Wars fan video out that will, well, not out, but we've gotten the casting finalized. It's just, it will be revealed in a video of the characters specifically moving their face to the actual audition files. So, stay tuned for that as well.
That will be very, very cool.
Yes. And I get to play a special role introing people, which will be the shit.
The shit.
So, yes, it will be very cool.
Cool.
Other than that, I don't really have anything else.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Mike has something smart to say.
Yes, I know. He's probably going to comment on the fact that he doesn't agree that Flint was in...
Shut up.
Because he is.
Anyway.
And surprisingly, he played the same character in Family Guy, as well as G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Well, Family Guy sucks.
Bill Ratner is shit. Bill Ratner is the shit.
Well, that may be, but Family Guy still sucks.
No, Family Guy is pretty darn cool, actually.
No, Family Guy sucks.
Depends on the episodes.
It's a poor Simpsons ripoff.
No, it's not even a Simpsons ripoff.
It took enough jokes from The Simpsons and did them poorly.
It makes fun of The Simpsons, if that's what you mean. They poke fun at each other.
Anyways, Megatron, why don't you close the show before we get into another argument?
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. I don't know what else to say. I guess watch or listen to all of the Beast Unleashed.
That's it?
Go fuck yourself. Excellent. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.